This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
We've got breaking news on Dr. Jill Biden. She has tested positive for COVID.
Oh, no. Anyway.
14 FBI agents have come to our office. It's the top that's the problem. But some of these good agents are coming to us telling us this is baloney what's going on.
People are sick of all the baloney.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
In my judgment, President Biden has stepped on every rake in the yard. He has mismanaged COVID, mismanaged the border, mismanaged Afghanistan, mismanaged the economy, mismanaged inflation, and forfeited America's energy independence.
But this time, I cannot fail. Bricks, my old arch enemy.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242, and the campaign continues to get the necessary certified signatures to put a referendum question onto the ballot in November. Should illegal aliens be allowed to get driver's licenses in Massachusetts? And if you want to know where to go to sign, go to fairandsecurema.com, and that's where you can find out. And they're still collecting all over the state every day for the next week or so. The campaign's doing well, but we need to make sure we have more than enough signatures. Look what happened in L.A., with the recall petition on Soros's district attorney. Right now, you can go to the Market Basket in Chelmsford, and Rodney Cleaves, he's a state rep candidate. He's been collecting signatures every day this week from 4 to 8. He'll be out there for a couple hours, but that's not the only place you can go in the state. Just, again, go to fairandsecurema.com to find out where to go. I'll tell you more about the campaign after we talk to our next guest. This is one of the guys who's been collecting a lot of signatures. He's been a great state rep for a number of years now. I met him through the late Barbara Anderson of Citizens for Limited Taxation. She asked me to get involved and help him out. And he's been a great, great state rep over the years. And he's running for re-election this year. His name is Mark Lombardo. He's from Billerica. And he's running against a drifter who blew into the state a few years back, and now she's running for state rep. She's a wannabe squad member. She wants to be an apprentice squad member on Beacon Hill, I guess. And she's very much opposed to this to our petition drive to let the voters decide whether illegal aliens should have a driver's license in Massachusetts. And one of the things she says, her name is Teresa English, and she says that this will make illegal alien drivers safer if somehow they're going to obey the laws. They don't obey any other laws, but they're going to obey the laws if they're given a driver's license. So Mark Lombardo, though, was doing a little opposition research and came up with some interesting fact about this blow-in from Georgia and Texas, who now lives in Billerica and wants to be the state rep. Joining us now on the line is State Representative Mark Lombardo. Are you there, Mark?
Howie, how are you?
Good. Tell us what you found out about your opponent.
Well, some information was brought to the Mass GOP regarding the past driving record of my opponent. So, apparently, she was involved in a hit-and-run accident.
Oh, no.
Where she sideswiped the victim's car, took off. The victim located the location of her car, parked in a driveway, called the police. The police went to her home, verified the car and the damage consistent with the report, took a statement, got a warrant, arrested her, released her on a $3,000 bail. And it's just very ironic, Howie, that we are racists because we don't want driver's license for illegal immigrants in Massachusetts. And then, and she says that she supports them in the name of safety on the streets. Well, she didn't care too much about safety on the streets of the victim when she sideswiped this person, hit and run, and took off on them. Howie, the worst part of all this?
Yes.
She's had opportunity to come clean with the voters on this when she ran in 2020. She's had an opportunity to come clean with the voters in 2022. They've asked her about this, and she says lies, rumors, it's smear. And yet the police report was published by the Mass GOP yesterday, and she says it is simply a misunderstanding, and she didn't do it. Unbelievable, Howie.
Warrants for Ms. Pruitt, that was her name then, were obtained, served, and she was released on $3,000 unsecured bond. That sounds like more than a misunderstanding, State Representative.
Well, and now, in typical fashion, she is now playing the victim, that, that she is, this report is being weaponized against her.
Did you pounce on it, Representative Lombardo? Did you pounce? Did you seize? After all, you are a Republican. Only Republicans weaponize, seize, and pounce, right?
Only in Massachusetts, to the radical left, is the truth weaponization. And she is not the victim. Let's remember who the victim is. The person who she hit and ran, and then the people of Billerica, who she wants to represent, that she continues to lie to them, insult them, and think that they don't know how to read a police report. More irony, Howie, this is just too rich. On her Twitter page, she's holding up a pledge. It's called the Voters Deserve to Know pledge, where she's talking about accountability and transparency for elected officials. The irony that she has not been transparent or taking any accountability for what she did. It's too rich.
Have you posted this anywhere? Where can people see this actual police report?
The Mass GOP has published it in their press releases, and we're happy to put that up on my website. I would encourage everyone to go to marklombardo.com, and you'll be able to see that through the tweet stream on the main page.
By the way, I asked Teresa English, I called her today and asked, left a message and said, you know, you're welcome to come on the show, and I gave the inside line so that she could give her account of how this this police report has been weaponized against her. It's rather, I mean, all she had to do was come clean. I mean, everybody makes mistakes, especially she was pretty young when she had this accident. But, you know, what it's always, as they say, from Watergate days, the cover-up is worse than the crime.
Well, that's exactly the issue here. Like you said, everyone makes a mistake. I get it. That's not the issue. The issue is that she cannot take accountability. She talks about transparency. She and then she continues to lie about it. We don't need more of that up on Beacon Hill. Howie, I've been there long enough, all right? I've seen bad actors do bad things and then blame, and accuse. We've had enough of that. You know, the people of the Commonwealth deserve people who are going to be honest and transparent and own their mistakes. You know, we're all humans. No one's perfect. Own your mistakes. Nope. Lie, accuse, and play the victim. We don't need more of that on Beacon Hill.
All right. So what's your website or your Facebook page where people can go to see the police report if they want to?
Yeah, go to Mark, M-A-R-C, marklombardo.com. If your folks want to support the campaign, they can certainly do that through there. And Howie, I just want to take a second, and I want to thank you because you've been monumental in helping people get their signatures on the petition to put this question of driver's license for illegal immigrants on the ballot. When I'm out there collecting signatures, people tell me all the time, Howie sent me. We heard this from Howie. So thank you to you. Billerica's team has collected the most signatures in the entire Commonwealth. So thank you to the team in Billerica. Thank you to Tina and Tony and Kevin and the whole crew. I've done a really great job. And Howie, thank you so much to you.
When are you going
to
be out there again getting signatures, Mark?
We're putting our schedule together for the, but I'm certainly expecting we'll be out at the Market Baskets and potentially O'Connor Hardware on Sunday between 10 and noon.
Right. And again, tonight in a neighboring community, Chelmsford, Rodney Cleaves, the candidate over there, will be he'll be there until 8 o'clock tonight. And again, go to fairandsecurema.com and get out there. And by the way, the campaign is now, it would like to start getting these signatures. They're already turned in a lot of signatures, but they'd like to get these more signatures in. So if you've got like 5 or 10, and you know, you got a your own personal petition, and you got all your friends and neighbors to sign, and you can get it in before Friday, that would be great, right, Mark?
That's absolutely right. Get it to your local captain. Bring it to your town clerk. But time to get those signatures in. We need to get those certified and ensure we have enough signatures so that we don't fall victim of what we saw in California.
Right, out in L.A. That was an amazing feat that they were able to deny that. And what you do is you take it into the city clerk or the town clerk, depending on where you live in a city or a town. If you can't get the person to come and pick it up for you, because they've got people in all the various districts that are picking these petitions up. But if you turn it in yourself, make sure you get a receipt from the town or the city clerk and take a picture of the receipt on your cell phone and send it to jm@massgop.com, jm@massgop.com, so that everybody has a record of how many signatures were turned in. But it's looking good, but we can't stop until we get there. Mark Lombardo, thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show. We appreciate it. 844-500-4242. Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire has always been known for quality dental work and a quality team. They continue to hire great new staffers and are now seeking an experienced dental hygienist to join them. Perfect Smiles is offering a competitive benefit package with a signing bonus of up to $10,000. You heard me right, a signing bonus of up to $10,000 for a qualified dental hygienist. Maybe you've had it with Massachusetts and you want to make the move to income tax-free New Hampshire, especially with all the hassles that are going to be coming in Boston with the shutdowns of all the subways. This may be the opportunity you've been waiting for to put Massachusetts in the rearview mirror. I truly believe Dr. Houghton is the best in the business, and Perfect Smiles is a wonderful working environment. If you have an interest in becoming Perfect Smiles' next dental hygienist, contact Stephanie at 603-595-6699. That's 603-595-6699. You can also take a look at their website at perfectsmiles.com. That's perfectsmiles.com. Change your smile, change your life. Maybe now it's time for you to make a change. I'm Howie Carr.
You've got it. From what I've heard here, yeah, you've got it. And you're stuck with it. And I don't care if you wanted to get rid of it. You could. It's always going to be there.
He's Howie Carr.
This is the second time that you have laid hands on me.
When you're slapped, you'll take it and like it.
Howie Carr is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Monetary Gold. Listeners who open a qualified account will receive up to $5,000 in free gold or silver. To learn more, go to monetarygold.com/Howie. monetarygold.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
What is Liz Cheney's next career move? Fellowship at Camelot High, Profile and Courage Award, an 8-figure book contract, an MSNBC primetime hostess, director at Murdoch's News Corp, or Cheney for President 2024?
She'll be vacationing in sunny spots for shady people as her job as a director of News Corp with former Senator Ayotte and former Speaker Ryan. That's my
second to last now, 5%. 41% say MSNBC primetime hostess.
Okay. And most likely all of the above, or at least most of the above. Anyway, 844-500-4242. Money's going to be worth less than ever with the passage of the Inflation Increase Act today and the signing of it into law by Brandon. So you need to get some extra dough. And the best way to get extra dough is to go to our website, HowieCarrShow.com, HowieCarrShow.com, and enter your email address. And once you've entered your email address on our email list, you're entered to win $50 a day in Brandon Bucks from both me and from Grace on our shows every weekday. So you have 10 chances a week, Monday through Friday, twice a day, to win $50. And we have a winner that's announced during each of our shows, and it's time to announce today's winner. Congratulations, Laura from Pemaquid, Maine. You have won $50 for gas from Howie and Grace. Look for an email from store@HowieCarShow with instructions. If you want to win $50 in Brandon Bucks for gas from Howie and Grace, go to HowieCarShow.com and sign up for a chance to win $50 in gas money. Roy, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Roy.
Hey, Howie, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, I'm up here in Merritt, New Hampshire. My son and I always come to see you when you're up at Fun Spot. It's a great time.
We love it.
Yeah, I got a question for you. What's your guess as to how many IRS agents get audited themselves?
How many police officers get arrested for drunk driving, Roy?
Yeah, well, how many FBI agents get audited?
yeah, exactly. I'm going to guess the answer is somewhere between 0% and 1%. Yeah, no, it's professional courtesy, Roy. But that's a really good question. And you know, someone was speculating that the first way they're going to get their audit candidates. For the first class from this new group of 87,000, they're just going to check contribution lists to Republican candidates, you know, Federal Elections Commission, FEC, in the state of Massachusetts, the OCPF, Office of Candidates Political Finance. So that's how it's going to, I mean, you know, they're not going to say that, but let's be honest, this is another way to further, enforce compliance, shall we say. Thanks for the call, Roy. Mark, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, Howie. You know, one thing that nobody talks about, I don't trust that anything they find or don't find, it doesn't matter. They have an open carte blanche to say they found whatever they want to say. They could, you know, they could say he had nuclear documents, secret files that he was handing over to Russia. They could make up anything they want. Does anybody think for a second they won't produce a document that's never been near Mar-a-Lago? And you know what I mean? So who trusts what they say anyway?
No one. No one, Mark. You're absolutely correct. I'm not sure they would plant stuff. But you know, the thing is, there was a guy, Harvey Silverglade. He's still around. He's a lawyer. And he actually went to Princeton with Robert Mueller, but they kind of went in opposite directions. This guy's a big civil liberties guy. He was a member of the MCLU, the Mass Civil Liberties Union, for a while. I don't think he's still involved with it anymore, but he's a civil libertarian. And he wrote a book, Mark, and it was called Three Felonies a Day. And he made the point that, you know, every person who's moving in society somehow commits felonies of various forms or of one or another. And, you know, ancient philosophers have always said that societies with the most laws are usually the most corrupt. And it's true. They could get you for anything they want if they're really into it, you know, and that's the whole thing. I mean, that's why Trump last week wouldn't answer the questions for from the New York Attorney General. They were looking to lay a perjury trap on him. That's what Mueller's people were doing, even though they knew there was no Russian collusion. It was all nonsense, but they were just trying to get him into court or get him into a grand jury and have him somehow make a misstatement and claim it was perjury and obstruction of justice. You're right. I mean, it's totally fraudulent. And anyone who goes along with it, anyone who talks to the FBI is nuts now, because, you know, you could be charged with a crime. Look what they did to Flynn, General Flynn, when he was the national security advisor. And they have the emails and the texts saying, what are we trying to do? Just trip him up so he'll lie and so we can get him fired or indicted? That's on the record. It's on the record. That's what they did to him. And they destroyed him. I mean, he didn't go to prison, but they bankrupted him. They said they were going to indict his son, who had just had a little kid. This is the kind of people they are. And what was his sin? He was a Democrat too, by the way. Not anymore, I don't think. But General Flynn had crossed up Barack Obama And, you know, because he didn't agree with the fundamental transformation of America. So he had to be destroyed, especially after he went to work for Donald Trump. 844-500-4242-802. All the IRS agents are audited annually. Yeah, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Who's buying that? Come on. 844-500-4242. We'll be back. I'll read you the story from the Wall Street Journal about some of this stuff. Merrick Garland, The Washington Post, and the nuclear story. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
It was March 10th, 2020, when North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper announced a state of emergency. Remember those days, Taylor? 15 days to flatten the curve?
I surely do. Traffic was non-existent.
They started flattening the curve a little earlier than we did in Massachusetts. But 15 days to flatten the curve to slow the spread. Yesterday, the 15 days to slow the spread, flatten the curve, ended. A mere 889 days after the state of emergency was announced. It was one of these things that was just mentioned in passing on the evening news.
And look what happened. Never mind. Next day, Jill Biden tested positive for COVID.
And the next day, Joe Biden, who was just recovered, quote unquote, from another bout, coughed into his hand and then shook hands with everybody at the bill signing. The pandemic brought unprecedented challenges to our state, said Governor Cooper, and people now have the knowledge and the tools like vaccines, boosters, and therapeutic treatments to keep them safe. North Carolina is emerging even stronger than before, and my administration will continue to work to protect the health and safety of our people. Meanwhile, in New York, there was a court decision today that at one health corporation, they're going to have to pay, the company is going to have to pay $25,000 to everybody they fired for not taking the jab, and they're going to have to pay $3,000 to everybody who was forced to take the jab. I mean, ultimately, wasn't everybody forced to take the jab who took it? I didn't want to take it, I employed myself, but I had to get on an airplane. Can I sue somebody? Can I sue JetBlue because I had to have a shot to get on the airplane pretty much? Meanwhile, in L.A., we mentioned this briefly when we were talking with Representative Lombardo, Los Angeles County in 2020, they had 3,422,000 votes cast, 3,422,000. And less than 1% of those vote-by-mail ballots were rejected. Less than 1%. Because George Soros wanted those mail-in ballots counted for his candidate and George Soros et al. Now, George Gascon, George Soros' district attorney, was about to be recalled. And so the people who wanted to recall him, the citizens who were tired of crime in the streets and murderers being unprosecuted and set free, they submitted 715,000 signatures to recall him. And the county rejected 27% of those, 195,000. So for signatures that were actually petitions that were signed, 27% of them were rejected when they were being used against a Soros prosecutor. But when Soros's candidate was benefiting from mail-in ballots, fewer than 1% were rejected. Go figure. Go figure. 844-500-4242. Here's another COVID fraud scheme story. Stacks of mails accidentally left in a hotel room led to the arrest of three crooked Queens postal carriers and unraveled a multi-million-dollar fraud scheme. This is the New York Post. The group's alleged ringleader forgot the damning evidence when she was forced to change rooms at the Yonkers Hotel and then scurried to retrieve it, but it was too late. The corrupt mail carriers were named Oscar Abreu, Rafael Guyon, and Aldo Palomino, Jr. They asked him to steal. They asked these guys to steal mail from the New York Department of Labor along their postal routes. And they would the ringleader, Joharius Rodriguez Hernandez, had been helping to file bogus unemployment benefit claims in the names of hundreds of people, officials said. When payouts from the Department of Labor were then mailed off to the unsuspecting people, the mail carriers intercepted them along their routes. The ring filed more than 500 unemployment benefit claims worth more than $16 million, with payouts totaling over $3 million. The enterprise unraveled when Hernandez and another suspect left hundreds of pieces of mail from the Department of Labor behind in the Yonkers hotel room. Would you care to guess what's happened to the ringleader, Joharis Rodriguez Hernandez, Taylor? She's been deported to the Dominican Republic because she's an illegal alien. Illegal aliens in the news. 844-500-4242. Carol, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Carol.
Hi, Howie. I just want to say, years ago, I read a book. I think it was called Dereliction of Duty. It was about the Clinton administration.
Yes.
And the Clinton administration sold military information to the Chinese government. I mean, Clinton was getting the money. The country wasn't getting the money. They allowed them to launch ICBMs.
Well, there was a guy named Schwartz, I think, was the guy, wasn't he? The guy, they were giving him military technology. This guy was a draft dodger from World War II. And he claimed that he had been torpedoed when he was on a merchant marine. And he was actually a draft dodger. And he died during the Clinton administration. They buried him in Arlington Cemetery. And when it became clear that he was a draft dodger, they dug up his body. And this is the guy, he ran, I think, a company called L'Oreal. And they were the ones who transferred the technology to the Chinese. And, of course, he was a major, major bundler and contributor to the Clinton campaign.
Exactly, which allows the military of the Chinese government to send ICBMs our way, to launch ICBMs toward this country. I mean, they basically, when the Chinese couldn't get their act together to design this stuff for themselves, the Clintons sold them the information.
Yeah, through this guy Schwartz and his company. That's what it amounted to, right? And again, I mentioned yesterday there were two books written, one in 2003, the other one in 2010 by military aides to Clinton, and both of them talked about different times that he lost the nuclear code. But they want to pretend that this is like this is something that doesn't happen. I don't even believe that there are nuclear codes involved. There's a great column in the Wall Street Journal, James Freeman, who writes the Around the Internet column, and he's talking about what we've been talking about for days. If papers in former President Donald Trump's home represented such a grave threat to national security, why did the Justice Department take so long to act on it? And again, the Wall Street Journal reported today that they spent weeks thinking about and debating whether they were going to have all the briefers and the beta males in the Justice Department, the FBI. They talked for weeks about what they were going to do. Weeks of meetings, says James Freeman, strongly suggest a gray area, not a clear and present danger. Mr. Garland's long period of pondering is completely incompatible with a news report that has been widely circulated since last week. In a story published Thursday in the Washington Post, these reporters, you know, including some of the stenographers for the deep state, said classified documents related to nuclear weapons were among the items FBI agents sought. Experts in classified information, they're always experts, said the unusual search underscores deep concern among government officials about the types of information they thought could be located at Trump's Mar-a-Lago club and potentially in danger of falling into the wrong hands. And then Freeman says their concern was so deep that they had to kick the issue around at meetings for much of the summer before this trying to do anything about it. In a recent story, the Post again suggested the world's most dangerous documents might be vulnerable. If the FBI and the Department of Justice believe there were top secret materials still at Mar-a-Lago, that would lend itself to greater hair on fire motivation to recover that material as quickly as possible. To which Freeman says, for exactly how many weeks was Mr. Garland's hair on fire before he signed off on seeking the warrant? And then he points, this is some of the stories that they've run recently, just trying to promote the latest hoax. This is the Russian hoax 2022. The Washington Post, for its part, has hair on fire with a flurry of atomic stories. On Friday, the Post published a podcast called The Nuclear Documents. Various other Post offerings built off the original report, including an analysis piece from Philip Bump headlined, "Event venues like Trump's Mar-a-Lago are not good places to store nuclear secrets." Freeman says, is anyone arguing that they are? This week, the Post published still more analysis, this time from Timothy O'Brien of Bloomberg. Of course, he works for Michael Bloomberg, who despises Trump, who raises the possibility that Trump concluded he, quote, he could sell himself or possibly state secrets, unquote, for big money. Mr. O'Brien claims that Mr. Trump has suffered business setbacks and then adds, listen to this. I mean, this is just total nonsense. This is Bloomberg. That's a lot of financial pressure, especially for someone already prone to be a money grubber. Is his boss, Michael Bloomberg, a money grubber? He has $50 billion. He has at least 10, 12 times as much as Trump. It should also raise alarms for any rational observer concerned that Trump might have been inspired to use the powers and access to records that his presidency provided to rake in lucre by peddling classified information after he left the White House. And as Freeman asks, how are we supposed to take any of this seriously if justice didn't? Exactly. It's all agitprop. It's not journalism. It's propaganda. Mr. X, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mr. X.
Hey, Howie, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, listen. If you're a straight W-2 or your investments are just, a 1099 type of thing, you've got nothing to worry about. But if you're any kind of cash, any kind of alternative income, you're in trouble. Like if you're a cash only business right now, you're going to be in big trouble.
What about the Mr. X? I mean, in one of these earlier bills, didn't they tell the IRS or tell Venmo and all the other companies that handle cash transactions that they had to report anything over $600 to the IRS? I mean, does that indicate that they're only going after people who make over $400,000 if they want to know about transaction over $600?
No, the reality is, Howie, that the actual people they're going to go after make under $60,000 a year combined, and it's going to be the bodegas, the cash onlys, the Venmo trusts, $60,000 or less. I'm telling you, that's
right.
What's going to be the.
They last week they had a list of the counties that were most likely to be where people were most likely to be audited. They were all in places like Mississippi, Alabama, and then Southern Texas, where a lot of Hispanics live. Because they're doing their own taxes. You're absolutely right, Mr. X. And again, Biden flat out lied again today about this. He lied. And they have new taxes on energy. Now, who's going to pay for these new taxes on energy? Are you think ExxonMobil, Chevron, Shell, et cetera, are going to eat it, or are they going to pass it on? And who buys gasoline? Everybody buys gasoline. You know? It's laughable lies. 844-500-4242. We'll be back with more in just a moment. It looks like history is repeating itself. Today, Biden's economy is mirroring that of Jimmy Carter. The parallels are uncanny. Under Carter, both the stock market and the dollar lost more than half their value. The price of oil quadrupled, the economy tanked, and inflation ran rampant. Those who owned precious metals in the 1970s saw the value of their gold rise over 1,300%. 1,300%. The big difference between Carter and Biden was that Carter wasn't trying to legislate the taxing of retirement accounts, merging them with Social Security, or replacing the dollar bill with digital money, which is what Democrats are attempting to do today. What we are seeing is a once-in-every-generation opportunity to profit from precious metals. Some analysts predict gold as high as $5,000 an ounce. A network analyst predicts $15,000 in 3 years. Get Monetary Goals Complementary Protection Guide if you want to protect your savings from greedy socialists like Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, and Chuck Schumer. You saw them today, and they're rubbing their hands together looking for what they're going to get out of you. Monetary Gold is rated a top five with the Better Business Bureau for 22 years, also with Consumer Affairs and Retirement Living. My listeners who open a qualified account now will receive up to $5,000 in free gold or silver. Call 888-617-7994 and ask for their free guide. Again, 888-617-7994, or visit them at monetarygold.com/Howie. That's monetarygold.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network. Say what you will about him.
He's a common, ignorant slob. He don't even speak good English.
He doesn't even speak good English.
He's Howie Carr, and he's here to stay.
In fact, the big drug companies spent nearly $100 million to defeat this bill.
Prescription drugs.
Ugh. 844-500-4242. This bill is bad news for working Americans. It's good news for non-working Americans. That's why the Democrats are so excited about it. 844-500-4242. Don't forget to sign those petitions to put it on the ballot, the referendum question, should illegal aliens get driver's licenses in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. Go to fairandsecurema.com to find out where to sign. You can sign all over the state all day, every day. And right now, the Rodney Cleaves is still there at the Market Basket in Chelmsford till 8 o'clock tonight. Tell him Howie sent you. Tell Rodney Cleaves Howie sent you at the Market Basket in Chelmsford. But there's places all over the state to sign. And if you can't sign tonight, go out tomorrow and sign. And if you've got petitions, get them into your city or town clerk if you're not going to have one of the organizers pick up the petitions. We want to get the petitions in as early as possible so we don't have another LA County situation where they throw out 27% of the votes. I thought they didn't care about signatures. I thought every vote counted. I guess not if you're trying to oust a George Soros prosecutor. I guess every vote doesn't count. Huh? That's the way it works. And interesting too that all these libs, a lot of big libs, a lot of multimillionaires, if not billionaires, were involved in this campaign to get rid of the Soros prosecutor, George Gascon. And they're finding out how it works for the rest of us, for the deplorables, how we get treated. Funny how that works, isn't it? That eventually the revolution eats its own. That's the way it is in human history. Daryl, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Daryl.
Hey, Howie.
Hi.
Internal Revenue Service. Internal,
yes,
means inside, right?
Yes, it does. Yes.
Okay. They're talking about hiring 87,000 people to investigate or audit the top 1%. Well, at the top of that 1% would be the federal government. Why don't they audit them?
That would be a good place to start, wouldn't it, Daryl? It's like big oil. You know, big oil makes like what, four cents per gallon on average, and yet the federal government makes 18 cents per gallon and the states make anywhere between 20 and 40 or 50 cents per gallon. It's like big tobacco. You know, when they were selling billions of cigarettes, they're not selling as many now. The states were, and the federal government were making more on taxes than the big tobacco was. It's funny how that works, isn't it, Daryl?
Yeah. I mean, exactly. And they're closing down pipelines to buy oil from somewhere else.
Yeah, from countries that hate us, that have dictatorships, yeah. and they produce dirtier oil than our oil or the oil from Western Canada. It's ridiculous. And how much? What's the carbon footprint to pump all to get all this oil from the Gulf states or even Venezuela to the United States, to our refineries? It's bigger. It's a bigger carbon footprint than John Kerry's jet fuel bill. It's just so absurd. We have to win the midterm elections just to try to begin to put our foot down and stop this nonsense. And it's not going to be a perfect solution. All right, 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.